Nikki and Tamello when you wake up. 97.3. Look up. Coast FM.
It's Verity and Tamello looking after it today. On this first day of July, pinching a punch.
I was just about to say the same thing to you. Got in there before me.
There you go. No returns. It is International Canada Day today. Did you know?
Canada, right.
So for those that celebrate Canada as their home and native land, happy Canada Day to you. I think there was significant consolidation. It's the anniversary of the Constitution Act, which consolidated three territories into the single nation of Canada back in 1867.
History fun fact. I have so many friends living over there working on the ski slopes at the moment.
Oh, I could think of worst places to be.
Absolutely. Also today, International Joke Day, DeMello.
Is it?
So I've got a great dad joke here for you that I think you'll appreciate.
Bring it
what
on.
Do you call a fake noodle? An imposter. so bad, it's good.
No, you know? I've got apparently a genius level life hack for you here. If you've got smelly shoes and sometimes find yourself in situations where you have to take them off.
Guilty.
Or maybe have kids with feet stench. Well, forget special sprays or putting them in the washing machine and all that kind of stuff as they often tell you to do. All you need is a tea bag. And apparently any sort will do, even some of the fruity herbal concoctions that our boss is such a fan of.
Yeah, we'll have to raid his cupboard.
Just pop the bag in the shoes and their natural absorbency, I'm told, will suck both moisture and stink.
Does it have to be wet when you put it in your shoes?
Two tips. Don't use a tea bag you've already made something with, obviously. So not a wet one. You just pop it in there.
Literally a dry tea bag.
Yeah, and don't certainly make a couple with them afterwards. They're the two tips I give you.
No shoeies.
No.
with tea.
I took Cooper to see Toy Story 4.
Oh, what's the review?
Along with like every other parent in the area,
yeah.
It seems it was ridiculously busy. I had a lump in my throat like through 90% of it, and that's what the Toy Story movies are kind of all about.
Yeah,
like it's always been a combination of like funny and a little bit kind of sad.
Yeah,
a little in there
connects you to the feels for sure.
Without giving anything away, obviously, but like yeah, I mean I enjoyed it. But
I highly recommend. I thought it was fantastic.
Very careful walking out afterwards, trying not to look at anybody in the face.
Oh, did you shed a tear or two?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of sad, but I'm inclined to tear up at movies these days.
Who does have a heart?
I find I get emotional watching Star Wars these days. So, yeah, I don't know. There's no hope. But anyway, it's worth a look.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with Nikki away, here's Verity.
Yes, indeed. I'm here to let you know that the Logies, just in case it didn't pop up all over your newsfeed, was on over the weekend, and Tom Gleeson won the TV Week's Gold Logie Award for Most Popular Personality on Australian TV, despite campaigning for the end of it.
Yeah, it was a strange campaign.
Interesting, but he had a bit to say.
I'm in a tricky spot. Because I like it and I hate it at the same time. I can tell you this, I'm not the most popular person on Australian television. I know I'm not. It's just basic stats. You know, if this went to the most popular personality on Australian TV, it'd go to someone from Married at First Sight or a rugby league player in the State of Origin. I mean, that's what should happen. But it doesn't. For some reason, you've got to campaign for it. But I can tell you this, I do host the highest rating game show in Australia. So somewhere in the joke people forgot that this is mine.
Interesting that he's got the highest rating game show in Australia. It's been a long time since the ABC have boasted that.
Well, ABC came out with some goods. I mean, most popular actor went to Luke McGregor from Rosehaven. Most popular actress, Deborah Mailman from Mystery Road. Mm-hmm. Mystery Road also won most popular drama. Costa, he won Most Popular Presenter from Gardening Australia, your mate.
He was my pick for the gold, there you go.
But look, Most Popular Entertainment Program, Gogglebox. You believe?
It's actually not bad. Have you watched much of it?
Maybe I haven't given it much of a go, but there you go.
I went in not expecting much and I don't mind it.
I'm not a green thumb.
From me.
Also, over the weekend, Supernova was on in Perth, so a bit of a shout out to Earl and Bernie from here at the station, who I know spent weeks and weeks in prep for design and construction of their costumes. Lots of really wonderful people coming to visit Perth. We had a Fremantle fudge maker, who is also a Lord of the Rings fan, Darren Edwards, who got to see a hobbit walk into his shop yesterday.
Really?
AKA Elijah Wood or Frodo Baggins, He came on through. Jeannie from I Dream of Jeannie also made an appearance. Dan Green, who's responsible for Yu-Gi-Oh! And Sonic the Hedgehog, he was there. And also Stephen and Robbie Amell, The Flash and Arrow were both there on the weekend as well, which is pretty fantastic.
All right. It was a big weekend.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.